Florida Gators get ready. And I'll tell you what, they got an opener with FAU, an opener that obviously exciting for FAU fans. But this is something that Florida could use as a really good tune-up along with Campbell. And then they go to Auburn on the 19th, which will kind of set the tone for a pretty good run that includes Ole Miss, Missouri, South Carolina, and Texas. So certainly a lot of expectations in Gainesville. Really good spring under first-year head coach John Summerall. Somebody who's been following this thing along the whole way from Gators Online, our good friend Corey Bender is kind enough to join us. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time. We're in the countdown, my friend, to the 2026 season. Believe it or not, a couple of weeks from now, you guys will be settling in Gainesville, and two good openers for a test that I think that could tell a lot about this program.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me on. No, I think with Florida, with them having, you know, obviously having the bounce back from last season, new coaching staff, I mean, I know everyone likes the marquee games in week one, the national televised games, but I think for Florida, I think it kind of plays out pretty well having FAU and Campbell. And especially with Florida right now with their quarterback situation, they don't have a clear-cut starter. The battle's still going back and forth between Aaron Filo and Tremell Jones. So I think it allows this team to kind of get their footing. You know, under a new staff, a lot of key positions, having new starters. So I think it's going to be good. I've always kind of said that Auburn game week three, I think that's, I mean, arguably the most important game of the season, just because, you know, not only is it your first road game, but it's your first SEC game. I mean, it's early in the season, and if Florida can win that game, I think obviously that locker room is going to be brimming with confidence. But if you lose that game, you know, how do they bounce back? I mean, can the locker room stick together? Can they kind of go on another run and try to win some key games against Ole Miss? I mean, it definitely doesn't get easy. You got, you know, a lot of major games coming up after that. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting season, but I think the beginning of the season, I think it shapes out well for them. I think they need those two games to get their footing.
You make a good point at the quarterback position because you have a redshirt sophomore in Aaron Filo. You have a redshirt freshman in Tremell Jones from up in Mandarin. We were just talking about Jacksonville Mandarin, who will be here on Friday to play against MacArthur. Yep. You know, you make a great point because if you come out of the first two games, the FAU game, the Campbell game, with a good feeling and a good sense that, hey, you know, I think that the guy who emerges out of those two as a starter, you know, can take us to Auburn. Because let's face it, you know, I mean, Auburn good, but they're coming off a couple of disappointing seasons. They have a new head coach, obviously, that a lot of people know from down here who's done a tremendous job. But at the same time, you know, this is going to be, you know, John Summerall's first road game in the SEC, first road game overall. So there's a lot, and I agree with you. That's a huge game for a number of reasons because you're going to find out a lot about yourself, but you have some talent. Florida knows they can run the ball. The Jaden Barr kid is one of the best in the country. He's shown it the last couple of years. You've got more than capable receivers, you know, big play yep. guys like Wallace Wilson and Vernell Brown, but some new faces up front on offense. What do you think needs to be done offensively? I mean, do they like what they have, like in Harrison Moore and T.J. Shanahan up front, you know, as newcomers along with Amika Ogorji? Do they feel confident with those guys along with some of the players that they had up front? Because that's where it all begins and ends, especially on the offense, how well that offensive line can block open holes and provide, you know, protection for the passing game.
No, absolutely, Larry. I mean, a lot of it connects, right? And I think offensive tackle, that's one group where there's still a little bit of uncertainty as well. I know Amika Ogorji from Stanford. You know, I know a lot of people look at this PFF grade. He didn't have the best year when it comes to how people do the analytics. But I know Florida viewed him as a guy that could come in and play right away as a potential starter at tackle. And I know Florida was extremely high in him coming out of Stanford. And you know, either way, you go to Stanford as a true freshman, you play all that football starting, that's a lot of great experience. And now you come to the SEC, and right now, I mean, I know Zach Oliverdi, who I work with, he's projected Ogorji to possibly start a right tackle. Egan Boyer, 6'8" from Penn State, he's projected to play left tackle. And then, like you said, T.J. Shanahan out of Orlando, a guy that grew up a Florida Gator fan. I mean, from what I was told before, his whole room was a Florida Gators room growing up. So I know him playing for the Gators means a lot, and I think that passion, you're going to see it from him, obviously. So I think, yeah, there's a lot of new moving pieces along the offensive line, and that's going to be key. I just think the tackle spot, that's where I think you have – it's a high upside position, but there's still a little bit of uncertainty right there. And I think, obviously, if they can kind of set the edge and really give either Aaron Fowler or Tremell Jones time to throw the ball, I think this offense can be very, very good. I mean, Eric Singleton was one of the very best at Auburn. He's a very explosive receiver. We already know, you and I both, about Vernell Brown, Dallas Wilson. I mean, and then obviously Jaden Baugh. I mean, when you look on paper, it's a really good offense. I think tight end, it's not the best tight end room, but they have a lot of serviceable guys. There's a lot of decent guys. I think I rate them probably like a B-minus room, but it's a deep room in terms of bodies. And I think they don't need to have a star at that position. They brought in some transfers, some young guys who are emerging. So when you look at Florida's offense, I think it's going to come down to the tackle spot and obviously a quarterback. I think if one of those quarterbacks, I've been saying this for months, that if one of those guys can take off and take advantage of all the playmakers around them, I think Florida, I mean, they can win 8 to 10 games. I have them going 8-4, Larry, but I mean, I think the ceiling is a little bit higher. I mean, I definitely think, you know, they can win more games than that. And I think when you flip over the defense, I think, a guy I want to mention too, Ben Hanks Jr., four and five star from down your way, he's projected to start right now at corner with Cormani McClain, two former five-star guys in the state of Florida, some familiar names if you're a recruiting fan. So they got that swagger at cornerback. There's a lot of good talent on this team from A to Z. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, Larry, I think that Auburn game, and one thing I would say too is it's so early in the season where, you know, Auburn always has a good atmosphere, but, you know, the wheels don't really fall off, you know, any program that early in the season. So you know that crowd's going to be hopeful. They're going to be loud. So it's not going to be an easy game as well when it comes to, you know, just a hostile territory for Florida. So, yeah, they're going to be tested early. And I think, like you said, I think it might be the most important game that could really set the tone for the season.
Yeah, I agree. Corey Bender joins us, Gators Online. And defensively, you brought up Ben Hanks Jr., brought up Cormani McClain. This is a secondary that a lot of people feel has the potential to be one of the best. You're Bryce Thornton, also DeJohn Johnson, DJ Coleman, came in, as well. Drake Stubbs, who, you know, another Mandarin kid. This is a defensive secondary, and as you mentioned, with Ben Hanks Jr. doing really well, that's a great place to start. But they return quite a few players. I mean, they have a lot of, you know, up front with Cameron James and also Brendan Brett and a lot of players like that. Miles Graham, who a lot of people are very high on as a linebacker, and Aaron Childs. This is a defense, I think, from a cohesive standpoint and a chemistry standpoint, that has an opportunity, Corey, to be really good.
Yeah, like you said, Larry, a lot of returning pieces. I think their linebacker room, too. You know, Jaden Robinson out of Lake City, a few years ago, came out of Lake City, Columbia. I mean, he's a very athletic, productive guy. And like you said, with Miles Graham and Aaron Childs, I mean, that's a solid trio. And then you have guys like Ty Jackson, as you know, Larry, out of the state of Florida, some younger guys. They're kind of backing them up at the linebacker position. So I think they can set the tone in the middle of the defense. And, yeah, I just think at cornerback, they do, Javari Flowers. I want to mention him, too. He's been battling for the number one quarterback spot, too. So even if he doesn't start, he's going to get a lot of repetitions as far as getting in there. So when you look at the secondary, it's a lot of guys from the state of Florida that know what Florida Gators football is about. A lot of guys that, obviously, like you said, from guys down your way, South Florida, that – are true just dogs in the cornerback that bring that identity. So I think when you look at them on paper, I think he could be a good defense. And another guy too, Larry, former five-star prospect L.J. McCray, who kind of got off to a slower start as his career, battled some injuries. But right now he's looking like he could start over at the five-tech at strong side defensive end. So when you look at him, he's emerging. There's a lot of guys really kind of coming to their own. And I think guys that have kind of like a chip on their shoulder, a lot of motivation with with McCray, and I know Ben Hanks is hungry to make plays. I know Cormani McClain probably at times in his career kind of felt counted out. So I think overall, when you look at the defense, there's a lot of talent. And I think, you know, when you look at Brad White coming over from Kentucky, the defensive coordinator now at Florida, he has a very aggressive scheme, and he has the athletes that I think really can make plays in that scheme too. So, yeah, I think if, when you look at Florida's roster, I mean, there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic. And I just think, yeah, if they can get if they can beat Auburn week three and kind of go into that busy stretch of the schedule, I mean, you can't count them out in any games because you have Oklahoma at home, you have Ole Miss at home. There's a lot of key games, a lot of bigger opponents that Florida plays, and they're at the Swamp, and I think that's going to be key for them.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey Bender joins us, Gators Online. And, you know, Corey, before I let you go, you had mentioned the defense, and the linebacking core was rated as the fifth best in the SEC, which is not terrible, you know, especially coming in. We talked about Miles Graham. We talked about Jaden Robinson. Also, you know, Aaron Childs. And then they have some really good backups, as you mentioned. You know, Ty Jackson, who was heavily recruited a few years ago. You know, Miles Johnson. Also, they've got some young kids like Malik Morris, yep. You know, a guy that we watched in high school for, you know, for a minute. A very, you know, a compact type of player. Gained a little bit more weight, you know, when he was in high school. And then they also, the kid KJ Ford, who, you know, is kind of pushing for playing time with Jaden Woods, you know, up front. So, yeah, no, I agree. And then there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot into the fact that they do have some returners, quite a few returners on the defensive side. So that chemistry is there. You don't even have to build it. I think, you know, with the addition, as you said, you know, with DJ Coleman and Kanye Clark and a few other guys that have come in, but for the most part, 85% of that defense comes back intact. And definitely looking forward to a good season, opening up on the 5th against FAU, then Campbell, and then the trip to Auburn. Corey, I can't thank you enough. Please let everybody know how they can follow you and follow the website on Gators Online.
Yeah, Gators Online, simple as that, .com. I mean, right now we're putting out about over 300 articles a month, so we're keeping busy, man. A lot of behind-the-scenes access to, obviously, spring, you know, fall camp and stuff like that. And, yeah, right now it's $29.99 for a full year. So with the amount of coverage we're giving out, and with recruiting, obviously, at a really good spot, I think it's a great value deal. So give us a try. And, yeah, I'm just like all you other college football fans. It's going to be a fun next couple months, and we're excited to start tracking it.
Awesome. Corey, you know we'll have you plenty. Appreciate you stopping by on a Wednesday. I know the kid, you got to put the kids to bed pretty soon, but if they're not already sleeping.
No, you're good. I always appreciate you, Larry. Thank you so much for having me on, man.
Good stuff. Corey Bender from Gators Online, one of the best, obviously not only from the football standpoint, but also recruiting as well. That's where he kind of cut his teeth on, you know, as far as coming up through the ranks with recruiting. So he's got a pretty good pulse on what's going on across the state. You know, we talk a lot and keep in touch, and that's a great part.